Michael.
This is Dennis. Sanders.
Hello, it's Michael with Infinity.
Hi, Michael. How's it going? This is Dennis Sanders calling you back.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I don't have my case number in front of me, but hopefully you know who I am.
Yeah, just trying to get the info on the other. Did you get my message?
I did. I actually, like, I don't know if you got my voicemail. I just got your messages the other day, too. I called the 888 number. My phone did a hard reset, and I apparently didn't have my voicemails weren't showing up on my phone, but... got that fixed, so that's a little frustrating. I didn't even notice when I took a picture of your insurance. I was on the side of the freeway, and I had my son there, and it was just a little nerve-wracking, so I just took a picture of it and their license plate and wanted to get out of there. So I noticed after the fact that it wasn't even for that vehicle, and it was expired. So
yeah, I ran her VIN number on the car, and then I didn't find any matches for insurance, but that system isn't 100% foolproof. So, I spoke to her on... the first. She said she does have insurance. She's reported it. So I'm just, I called her back again today and just trying to get the claim number and info on the car so that we can, have you go through them if you like, anyway. I mean, you can always go through us, but, if you go through them, you won't pay your deductible. I mean, basically, if I get a confirmation from her, though, that she doesn't have insurance, then you have the coverage to waive your deductible.
Okay.
Where you won't have to pay it. I was about to open up a uninsured motorist claim, but then she said she does have it, so I'll give her.
She seemed really cooperative, but I wish I would have paid better attention to her insurance. But I don't know if she even had it on her at the time. Honestly, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's her father's insurance anyway. I assume. I don't know that was her vehicle.
Yeah. But I left her a message, so I was hoping she would have. Left me a voicemail with the insurance info, but she hasn't.
Well, she did call me last week, and I didn't recognize the number until after the fact. She didn't leave a message, but I figured it's probably better that she just talks to you guys and vice versa. I don't know why she would have called anyway. But
I'll just keep trying her and try to get that insurance info. And then, just go from there. It looks like they have an inspection set up on your car. Is that for the 12th?
I believe so, at 4. I've got it written down somewhere.
Okay, we can always get you in sooner if you decide you actually want to fix the car.
Well, it's drivable, it's just the whole thing's a hassle, is really what it is, it wasn't.
Just wait on her to, if she does have insurance, great. If she doesn't come up with it, then we can, open up an uninsured motorist claim.
Okay, yeah, it's nothing. Well, the car's still drivable. Maybe saw. Did you get the pictures, by the way? I emailed those to the email address that was provided.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Then,
good deal.
Just a review. Did you have anybody in the car with you?
My son was in the car. Yeah, he's 10 years old.
Right.
There's no injuries or anything like that, though.
That was Tyler Sanders, right?
Right. Well, it's Tyler Williams - Sanders. Williams-Sanders.
Okay. Was he injured or anything?
No. There's no injuries or anything.
Okay, that's good. All right. Let's see here. What? Get your coverage real quick. So I don't see rental coverage on the policy, unfortunately. So we can't put you in a rental car. If you do rent a car, though, you can always submit the bill to the other insurance once we get it. Or if you go through them, usually they'll set you up for to pay cover the rental if you take it to one of their shops. So.
Okay. I have another vehicle that's insured through you guys as well. So I have a truck that I can drive. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Probably cheaper than that anyway.
All right. And you do have what's called an RSVP policy. So just so you know, if you say use your coverage with us, if you fix it at our shop, one of our provider shops, you only pay your deductible. or, you know, in this case, if there's no insurance, then you wouldn't pay your deductible. But if you take it to a non-Infinity provider shop, you would have to pay 20% of the repair plus the deductible if the deductible applied. So just so you know, just be aware of that. We have a few different policies we sell. One of them does not have that on there. It's called the special policy. The one you have, which is called the RSVP policy, it does have that, has that on the policy where there is a 20% copay on your part if you choose to fix it at a non-Infinity provider shop.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
I'll just be aware of that.
No, thanks for the heads up. I was actually rented last year as well in my truck, so a little familiar with it, but
okay.
They were able to get me to a closer shop, so.
Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper for the monthly payment, but yeah, you know, it's a little more, you know, it's not as flexible.
Gotcha, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. Alrighty, well, yeah, I'll be in touch then, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Or?
No, I'm good. I just want to make sure that, you know, I wasn't ignoring you as well. I just got your messages not too long ago, though, so.
Okay, cool. Alrighty, well then, yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I hear from her, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.